The question before the LCRA board is whether to seek emergency drought relief from the state's environmental regulator. That would make it easier for the LCRA to withhold water from downstream rice farmers, whose H2O intensive crops take a big gulp out of the overall storage in the Highland Lakes. Central Texas communities want to see that water stay in the lakes for people to drink in case drought returns to the region. Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell points out that farming interests pay much less for water than the city.
Most of the agricultural users do not have firm contracts. They're what are called interruptible contracts, and I think it's entirely appropriate that those with interruptible contracts be curtailed before the city does, which has firm contracts.
But even if the LCRA adopts a new emergency relief plan, it may not be enough to save the lakes from dropping to historic low levels. The plan still allows for close to 150,000 acre feet of water to be released downstream if the lakes are just around 38% full on January 1st. Releasing that water could bring the lakes down to around 30% full. Water levels that low would trigger a declaration of worse than drought of record conditions on the lakes. That would reduce water available to municipal and agricultural users alike. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.